So we are in batch number 7, our final batch of local news and features. It's Tim and Liz with you. We have 4 more stories coming up, and then we're going to do the answers. We'll do the headlines to the stories, then we'll do the answers to the one and only quiz with Liz, and then we'll read the stories for you. So Liz's headlines are:
Stoke-on-Trent teacher struck off after inappropriate relationship with pupil. And Stoke-on-Trent student died after slip at gym, saw 65-kilogram bar strike his head.
And my headlines are: Dad 24 leaves bleeding mum of his son, unconscious in alley with single punch. And Stoke-on-Trent taxi firm apologises after a girl was driven off in a cab without her mother. So over to Liz now, who's going to do the answers to Lizzie's one and only quiz.
If somebody is unfortunate enough to be defenestrated, what happens to them? Now, I know this term has been used in other ways, but it literally means they are thrown out of the window. But I think it can mean now that they're... I'm going to ask Tim. Doesn't it mean... they're stopped from doing things, or they're exposed for... I don't know, I've heard that term.
Maybe so.
But not that, but they are... Sorry, I'm also going to blow my nose. They are all... The answer is defenestration means being thrown out the window, because fenestre is a window. My French from O-level, I can't remember. I didn't pass it anyway. Not fenêtre. Oh, good grief. Right. Number 2. What species of whale is now being seen more regularly in English waters? It's a humpback whale. Where is Britain's most northerly cathedral, known as the Light of the North? It's Kirkwall on Orkney. Number 4. Which word can describe a garden pest, a draught of drink, or a bullet? It's a slug. Number 5. Which 19th century English painter's works include Rain, Steam and Speed? That's J.M.W. Turner. 6. Brock is an old English name for which creature? Badger. Number 7. Which of Snow White's 7 dwarfs has a name that isn't an adjective? And the only one that isn't an adjective is Doc. The others are dopey, sleepy, bashful. I can't remember. But anyway, they're all adjectives. Doc is not an adjective.
Yeah, because there's a new film out at the moment, isn't there?
Oh, well, it's been panned by the critics. Number 8. Which is the only letter of the alphabet that does not appear in any of the names of the US states? It is Q. Because you've got X in Texas and New Mexico. You've got Z in Arizona. And all the others are included. It's just Q. Number 9. What is the highest mountain in Greece, also home to the gods in Greek mythology? It's Mount Olympus. Number 10. How many sides are there on a 50 pence piece? 7. And my bonus question. Name the 3 national parks in Wales. I've just been on one of them. Can you name them? Can you name them in Welsh? I'm going to have trouble with this. One of them is Erie. That's Snowdonia. I think I'm saying that right. Erie. Brecon Beacons. And it's Banobraichniog. I really apologise if we've got any Welsh listeners. And the third one is the Pembrokeshire Coast. And I haven't got the Welsh name for that, which is fortunate. That's just where I've been. Absolutely.
And I never
gorgeous.
Asked you about that either. I'll have to ask you about it later. Okay, so my story for you now is Dad 24 leaves bleeding mum of his son unconscious in alley with a single punch. A dad has dodged jail after punching the mother of his son in the face and leaving her unconscious in an alley. The relationship between Ethan Price and his partner had ended when he confronted her on a Newcastle under Lyme night out after his phone number had been blocked. CCTV showed the two walking into an alleyway before the 24-year-old roofer threw the single punch last November. Prosecutor Joe Fox told North Staffordshire Justice Centre she falls onto her back unconscious and hits her head. This could have been a fatality because of the force and how hard she fell. Her friends, doormen and police attended and put her in the recovery position. As she was lying on the floor, CCTV showed Price fleeing the scene. The aggravating factors are this was domestic in nature. The defendant was on bail for other matters, and he has previous convictions in 2019 for occasioning actual bodily harm. So he has perpetrated violence before. Price of Lines House, Boathouse Road, Tunstall, pleaded guilty to a charge of assault. Joe Corbett, mitigating, said this was an impulsive, short-lived assault. The parties share a very young child together. The relationship had ended, and Mr. Price went to meet the victim, and she went into the alleyways on her own will. There was an argument over a bank card and he lost his temper. No one is more sorry about that than Mr. Price. His previous convictions of violence were when he was a juvenile, but he was sentenced as an adult. He is undergoing mental health treatment. He wants to undertake parenting courses because he wants to be able to be present in his son's life. He's a young man, he works full-time for his cousin's roofing business, and he's desperately trying to better himself, his words not mine, by addressing his offending behaviour. He wants to be a role model for his son. Magistrates handed Price a 24-week prison sentence suspended for 18 months. It includes work with the probation service as well as a £239 fine. Magistrate Susan Sutton said, "We've listened extremely careful to your case, and we've also watched very clear CCTV footage, and we're happy to say the content was very clear, and we could see exactly what happened. We also saw that you fled the scene and left the victim there on the ground after giving her one single punch. I'm sure we don't have to emphasise what one single punch can do to someone. She banged her head, she was bleeding, and she was left alone for around 5 minutes. That is very, very serious offending." So over to Liz now, who's going to do her next story for us in batch number 7.
Stoke-on-Trent teacher struck off after inappropriate relationship with pupil. A Stoke-on-Trent teacher has been banned indefinitely after admitting to an inappropriate relationship with a pupil she taught at her previous school. Joanna Broadreader, a staff member at St Margaret Ward Catholic Academy in Tunstall, first met the student, under 18 years of age, while she was working as a supply teacher at Crewe's St Thomas More School in January 2022. A report detailing the outcome of a recent professional conduct panel meeting states that Miss Broadreader remained in touch with the pupil after moving to St Margaret Ward Catholic Academy in September 2022. The 58-year-old met up with the boy on numerous occasions and they went for a meal to an art gallery and the cinema. Miss Broadreader admitted that she had arranged to meet the pupil outside school, as well as exchanging phone numbers and subsequent messages of a personal nature between September 2022 and January 2024. One WhatsApp message she shared with him said, "Just this very moment, I realise what it is I feel for you. It is love, a love of who I used to be and who I longed for when I was young, which was you." The Teaching Regulation Agency report states that Miss Broadreader accepted that her behaviour amounted to unacceptable professional conduct. It adds, Miss Broadreader stated that when she first met Pupil A, she was astounded by his intellect, maturity and love of the arts. She stated it was never sexual, but she was in awe of his brain and intelligence, and he reminded her of a better version of herself at his age. The panel made no findings about the motivation of the messages exchanged, only that they were inappropriate in tone and content, and demonstrated an inappropriate relationship with Pupil A. In emails sent to her lawyers, Miss Broadreader said, "I totally understand that I may have exceeded the parameters. I am only guilty of emotionally caring for and enjoying sharing the arts with the pupil. I understand completely why I have been seen to bring the teaching profession into disrepute, although this was never my intent. I agree that it now seems as unprofessional and totally accept that some of my actions were not best thought through. I am filled with regret and grief at the loss of my career, the loss of my good reputation, the shame and the loss of a friendship I hoped would be with me till I die. Considering her statements and apologies, the panel said in the report, the panel did not consider these to be persuasive mitigation for her actions. The panel considered Miss Broadreader's apologies to be framed in such a manner that they did not show true insight or remorse. The panel found that Miss Broadreader's focus was largely on the detrimental impact of her actions on herself, rather than on Pupil A. Miss Broadreader was struck off indefinitely and therefore cannot teach in any school, sixth form college, relevant youth accommodation or children's home in England. She is unable to apply for the prohibition order to be lifted until March 2029. If she does apply, a panel will meet to consider whether the prohibition order should be set aside.
Right, so my final story for you now is Stoke-on-Trent taxi firm apologises after girl driven off in cab without her mother. A taxi firm has apologised after a cabbie mistakenly drove off with a two-year-old child in the car and the mum left at the roadside. The mum had booked the Magnum private hire fare for herself, her baby and her two-year-old daughter, but the cabbie left the mum and the baby and now, Burslem-based Magnum Private Hire has issued a statement following the incident. It says the driver thought everyone was in the car, took the child straight to the agreed destination, and then offered to take the child back to her mum. It adds that its drivers are verified daily through a police database, receive regular safeguarding training, and have GPS tracking on all journeys. In a social media statement, Magnum Private Hire states, "We understand the concerns about the incident at the end of March. We sincerely apologise for the distress caused and remain committed to the safety of all our passengers, especially children." Magnum Private Hire has also issued a statement to Stoke-on-Trent Live. It stated, "We are aware of the incident involving one of our self-employed drivers at this as this matter has been reported to the relevant authorities, including the police and the local licensing body. We're unable to comment at this stage. We are fully cooperating with an investigation and take any such incidents extremely seriously. The safety and well-being of passengers, especially children, is of utmost importance to us." And Liz is going to read the final story for us now in batch number 7.
Stoke-on-Trent student died after slip at gym saw 65 kilogram bar strike his head. A Stoke-on-Trent medical student died in the gym after slipping off a plastic step while using a weight machine, with the 65 kilogram bar then dropping and striking his head, an inquest heard. Mohammed Farage had been using an aerobic step to perform calf raises, while using equipment called a Smith machine at the University of East Anglia in Norwich. Detective Sergeant Robert Waring said in a statement read by the coroner's officer that a Smith machine is an horizontal barbell which runs vertically up and down on rails. The aerobic step was not part of the machine. Mr. Waring said the incident at the Sports Park gym on the evening of 16th of October last year was captured on CCTV. "It's clear from watching the CCTV footage that this was a tragic accident," he said. He said that the 21-year-old from Hanley was performing calf raises while using a plastic step aerobic block, and the plastic block can then be seen to tip towards him. He said that the bar drops and forces his neck to the ground. Mr. Waring said a safety feature on the machine was a set of adjustable stops which should be set to the highest position possible to stop the weight bar. He said they had been left in the very lowest position. He also described the use of the plastic step as incorrect and said it was intended for a different purpose and that a weight disc could have been used instead. Norfolk Assistant Coroner Joanna Thompson, concluding that Mr. Farage's death was an accident, said that safety stops on the equipment hadn't been appropriately adjusted prior to Mr. Farage performing his calf raise exercises. "He used a step aerobic block to stand on," she said. "In doing so, he slipped, causing the weight he had been lifting to fall onto him. This resulted in him sustaining a fatal head injury. Gym user Dr. Trey Cove said he had been less than 2 metres away from Mr. Farage using another piece of gym equipment, the incline bench press, interchangeably with his gym partner. He said Mr. Farage had been using the Smith machine with a stepping platform to perform calf raises. All of a sudden, whilst my gym partner was finishing his set, I saw him slip onto the platform, said Dr. Cove, who is a research scientist at UEA, that's University of East Anglia. The bar carrying the weight came down. He said Mr. Farage struggled to his feet very rapidly, then tumbled. Both my gym partner and I rushed to him as we were the closest to him. Dr. Cove said there had been red-coloured weights on either end of the bar, indicating 25 kilogram each, and the bar weighed approximately 15 kilogram, with the total weight of 65 kilogram. He said he heard a loud bang of the bar landing down. Dr. Cove's gym partner, Dr. Debian Lubber, said he was using the bench press when he heard a bang, stood up and turned around and saw Mohammed collapsing on the floor. Dr. Larbert, who is a consultant anaesthetist at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, said he saw blood coming out of Mr. Farage's nose and mouth. I realised this is potentially a life-threatening injury and I shouted for help to the sports park staff to the reception, he said, adding that he attempted CPR before Mr. Farage died at the scene. Benjamin Price, head of sports operations at UEA Sports Park, said, "It appears Mohammed followed another person who had been using that equipment. It appears they had put the stops at the lowest level to perform the exercise. They had chosen to perform a hip thrust exercise." He said that it appeared a warning about the stops had not been on the Smith machine at the time, but was now in place. The inquest was told Mr. Farage had a fast-track induction to the gym in October 2022. His father, Hassim Farage, said in a statement read by the coroner's office that his son was a devout Muslim and loved life. He said his son grew up at the family home in Stoke-on-Trent, was part of a boxing club and took his fitness and his health very seriously. He liked to go to the gym and would run 10 kilometres in the morning on a regular basis, he said. Sorry, that would be 10,000 kilometres, wouldn't it? On a regular basis, he said. He added that he had been training for an Ironman triathlon event. The coroner extended her condolences to the family and friends of Mr. Farage.